Hello, and welcome to Go See a Show, the Off-Off-Broadway podcast. I'm Robert Gagneau, and before we get to our guests in this episode, a big shout-out and vocal hug to everyone with shows in the New York International Fringe Festival that got canceled this past weekend due to Hurricane Irene. It's never fun to have to miss a performance, but to have the last days of a huge festival canceled, affecting so many performers, crew, audience members, it's just plain lame. But it was for a good reason, and thankfully it seems most everyone in New York City has power back. Destruction was nowhere near what was worried about. But we're sending our best wishes to everyone upstate and in Vermont who are experiencing some pretty terrible flooding. So take care, everybody. And now back to the theater world. This week, Go See a Show features not one, but two guests, Megan Lee.
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me all right?
I can indeed. Do you have Kevin there too?
Yeah, he's here.
And Kevin Paul Smith.
Hello, Kevin.
Hello.
Of Perchance the Dream Theater. Thanks for calling me, guys.
Of course.
You're welcome.
Excellent.
Thanks for having us.
I spoke to Megan and Kevin via Skype because the trains weren't running this weekend, thanks to Irene.
And you're the co-artistic directors, co-founders?
No. We're actually in the acting company. The artistic directors are actually Emma Schimmscher and Liz Depo. And we're two acting members in the company. We're actually the producers of a specific project that the company is doing right now.
Oh, excellent. Well, thanks for clearing that up right off the bat. And that specific project is...
This Isn't Bloody Shakespeare, A Night of Great Variety.
Ooh, ah.
It is a very intriguing title. What's going on with that?
Basically, we wanted to come up with a variety show to just showcase the talents of a bunch of people that we know from all different walks of life. So we're going to have a couple of stand-up routines. We've got a couple of bands coming in. We've got an improv group and a sketch comedy group. And the acting members of Perchance to Dream are actually also going to put on a little scene for everyone from Twelfth Night as well.
Are you two going to be part of that scene?
We are indeed.
Who is everybody playing?
I am going to be Mariah.
I'm going to be Sir Toby Belch.
Excellent.
What's that?
I said excellent. That sounds great.
And then two of the other company members, Leanne, is going to be playing Festine, a little bit of a gender reversal there. And Tim Dowd is going to be playing Sir Andrew. And then we're also bringing in a special guest star, who's kind of involved with some of the other things that we've done and friends of all of us in the company. Neil Moeller is going to be playing Malvolio for us for the evening as well.
It's wonderful.
Yes.
It sounds wonderful. And gender reversal in Shakespeare is no stranger to the Go See a Show podcast. We recently featured a female Romeo in Ampersand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So, Perchance to Dream is... obviously takes its name from Shakespeare. The show is about Shakespeare. Are y'all only about Shakespeare? Is that the purpose of the company?
Not so much. What we like to do is we like to infuse fresh and enthusiastic interpretations into a mix of new and classic work. So if we think that we can do something new and interesting with a Shakespeare text, that's something that we're definitely going to do. One of our past projects was a version of Midsummer Night's Dream that we actually dropped into a graveyard, which kind of lent it an entirely new bit of meaning and everything. But if we find new work that we would like to do, we definitely are interested in doing that. We just did a 24-hour play festival as well in July, which featured exclusive new works that were written in 24 hours for the show that we did. It was pretty crazy, but it was a lot of fun.
I keep hearing about these 24-hour play fests. I want to do one myself, so let me know when this next one's coming up.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
What other projects are on the horizon for Perchance to Dream? Anything apart from the Shakespeare variety show?
Right now, we're kind of We have a project that we're trying to do in January. We're still figuring out exactly what we're doing. One of the thoughts going around is having somebody write a piece that's specific to the company, like with all the cast members or the company members involved in mind. Excuse me, to be cast in it. That's one of the things we're planning on doing. And then in the future, we are planning on doing 12th Night. We just don't know exactly when yet. We're still kind of working all the details and kind of finishing off our unique spin that we're going to do on it. We'd like to incorporate a lot of puppetry and stuff into our those kinds of productions as well. That's part of our unique spin on everything. So
puppetry's been involved before? Is that something unique to the company?
Yeah. Yes, we did that in the Midsummer production. Liz, one of the artistic directors, also makes puppets and does a lot of puppeteering work. So all of the fairies were actual, like, hand puppets that were made to kind of resemble faces on gravestones and things like that, because we were doing it in the cemetery. And then Oberon and Titania had, like, death masks over their faces, and we did kind of like a mask work kind of thing with them as well. And Puck as well. And then Bottom had, she made a gigantic hat, like a donkey head to use for that, which looked fantastic. So
it really did.
And we have pictures of a lot of that stuff on our website as well, so people can check that out. But it's a really cool thing to incorporate into our productions, because it's a really, really interesting take on some of the characters, and it's a lot of fun to see as well.
Sounds excellent. So, yeah. If the next thing coming up is the This Isn't Bloody Shakespeare variety show cabaret at the Delancey, pitch me on it. Pitch the audience on it. Why should folks come to this and give us the really exciting rundown of the show?
Well, we have all sorts of acts from a ton of different people. We're opening with the band Never Sink, who is out of Albany. And then we're closing with an End Times favorite, which is In Bikinis. They're going to come out and just close us out with a bang. We have three stand-up comics who have done, like, shows all over New York, some at Comics. Has Shalera ever written for SNL?
Shalera's had a couple of jokes and stuff like that make it onto Shalera Miller, a friend of mine, onto SNL's Weekend Update and some folks like that. She has her own blog as well, called That's What She Said on Blogspot, which is a lot of fun. People can check out. She's very funny.
Yeah, our other two stand-ups are Megan Doherty and Luke Sayer. We have a couple of sketch comedy and improv groups that are coming in. One is Grit, and the other is an unnamed group done by Megan O'Malley, Adam Eddington, Amy Albert, and Amanda Meyer. And then the Double Trouble of Leo Vona and Al Cola are going to come in and do some comedy freestyle, maybe throw in a rap or two.
I just must interject at this point that I personally cannot wait for that.
I know.
It must be said in the interest of full disclosure that Kevin, Megan, Leo, and Al and I are all company members with End Times. So, just in the interest of full disclosure, and these guys together on a stage without a script sounds
they
like
are be brilliant.
It could be ridiculously amazing.
Absolutely,
it's true. And then we've got a DJ coming in for part of the evening. Her name is DJ Speakeasy. And then, let's see. And then, of course, Perchance to Dream with a little bit of Shakespeare surprise to give you a very full, rounded evening, full of culture and laughing. And
Shakespeare in a bar.
Exactly.
Which is where it belongs.
Yeah. And if you're not interested in all of that, it's 2-for-1 well drinks all night long. So you should come down just to drink with us.
So how can folks get tickets, RSVP, whatever?
There's no RSVP. Basically, it's a $10 cover at the door to come on in all night and have fun. We're going to start at 7 p.m. on Sunday, September the 18th, and we're going to go until basically we close down the bar. So.
And this is at the Delancey, correct?
The show itself is 8 o'clock to midnight. So between 7 and 8, we'll have the DJ, and then after 12, we have a DJ as well. Between 8 o'clock and midnight is when all of the acts and the bands and everything are going to be playing, maybe a little past midnight, because variety shows, things of this nature, always tend to go a little bit long, so everybody's just having a lovely time. And and for any unforeseen, I can't hear you difficulties, well, we don't expect too much of those.
And this is at the Delancey, correct?
Yes.
Great.
This is in the downstairs performance space of the Delancey.
Mm-hmm. And it's close to all you Brooklyn people, so I don't want to hear any excuses about that, because it's practically just over the Williamsburg Bridge.
Excellent. Looking forward to it. Thanks a lot for checking in with me, guys.
Of course. Thanks for your interest in us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
If you want to learn more about us, the website for the theater company is perchancetodreamtheater.org.
Thanks, dudes.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks. This was fun.
And thanks to you for listening in. Every week, the podcast features an interview with a theater artist working in New York's off-off-Broadway community. So I hope you'll come back for more next week. And please send all comments, questions, praise, complaints, as well as suggestions for future podcasts to Robbie, that's R-O-B-B-Y, at goseeashowpodcast.com. Until next time, go see a show.
Salad. Peace out, y'all. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.